Catherine Grassi of France exemplifies how golf can help people with a disability to thrive physically and mentally and be a source of great friendships in life. Her story shows why the G4D, Golf for the Disabled community, can be so welcoming to new players. It's a story to pass on to non-golfers to make them think about why they should play. Fans of 1980s pop group The Pointer Sisters are also in for a treat in this article. So let's hear Catherine's unique story with Edgar now. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. Catherine Grassi, a recently retired teacher in international trade from Brittany, France, is on the tee at her home course, melodically humming along to this famous hit song from the 1980s. The tune that is in her head and what she looks towards along the fairway, to the gentle swishing of her club back and forth while waiting with her friends, all come from the way she chooses to think about her life now. She only started playing golf 10 years ago, but for a good reason, and the game has welcomed this golfer, who must swing and strike the ball with one arm. Catherine is wearing pink, her trademark. A pink watch is wrapped around her wrist, her golf ball on the tee is pink. Pink for the positive and the possible, living life to the full and trusting yourself to come through. It's about what's next and what golf means to her. She hums the tune again. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. And summing up what the game of golf means to her, Catherine says 2 or 3 days on the golf course with her friends with a disability can give her 2 to 3 months of resilience. It's a simple health equation. She is delighted to have made friends through golf. She plays to feel well and with a chuckle, she'll tell you she always does try to win.
My greatest joy is really to meet friends, new friends, whatever, able and disabled, to see them playing and to be able to play better than them. Imagine that I can better than them, to hear them encouraging me and admiring me. When I was young, I didn't meet such friends because their look on my right arm was not very nice, not very kind.
Catherine emailed us to say, when I come back from the golf, I feel better, I feel good, I feel pink. I really think that golf helps me to tame my disability more than I would have imagined before my accident. The game, which many non-golfers think might be exclusive rather than inclusive, has been a haven for Catherine since she started learning to play. At an age when it seems difficult to start again, Catherine joined her golf club, GAEA Golf de Lancieux, and this has become a home from home for her, which is pretty good when she only started playing at the age of 54. Catherine was born with a neurological condition, obstetrical brachial plexus palsy, or OBPP. Her right arm was paralysed from birth, and she was that way until 3 years old, though she doesn't remember that time. Supported by her parents, gradually she started to find mobility, mainly in her right hand and in a few feelings and movements in the arm. When Catherine remembers her childhood, she becomes quite emotional, recalling how other children refused to offer friendship simply because of her arm.
They were looking at me different, as a different woman, just because of a different arm. So now I think that thanks to golf, I'm not afraid anymore of others looking at me. And I'm sure that when others look at me, it's to admire me and not to criticize me.
The youngest by 8 years of 7 children, 4 brothers and 2 sisters seemed apart from her because of the age gap. But her elder siblings were kind to Catherine and she remembers her home life as happy. Fortunately, her parents were able to encourage her to build confidence and she became determined to enjoy sports and active pursuits, and young friendships were made as the confidence grew. Catherine would use her left arm proficiently while developing strength and a strong sense of balance and became keen on tennis, horse riding, her father was a veterinary and helped her to learn to ride, and also skiing, sports she loved during and after taking her diploma in business studies at university in the city of Rennes.
Yes. Thanks to my father, who was a veterinary and very pragmatical man, he explained to me that I could do whatever I want to do, and I just had to try and to adapt myself, my body, and my arm missing. So I lived until I was 54, like that, practicing tennis a lot, ski, and overall a lot of horse riding. I had 3 horses by myself. I have a lot practiced this sport, and I had to adapt to my disability. It was not a very big problem for me, and it was a great source of pleasure for me to practice sports.
Catherine married her husband Thierry, and they would have 4 loving children together as she weaved her family life in with her career as a teacher of international trade to college students aged 18 to 22 in Saint-Malo, near to her home in Dinard. The cruel irony of the accident that would come at the age of 54 would reveal the startling fact to Catherine that her arm had once been very different and that she was now back to square one.
Unfortunately, in 2014, a small ski fall caused 22 fractures to this fragile arm, and the surgeon told me that from now my arm would work like it did when I was born. It was a very, very, very big surprise for me because I didn't have any conscious of the fragility of my arm. My father didn't told me that, and I think now he was right. I was very free of all the movements I did. But this fragility, I didn't know it. I didn't remember my 30 years of life. I was very disappointed because I didn't imagine how I could do without this arm.
What she terms as the humour and intelligence of her surgeon, Professor Gilbert, chased away the darkest thoughts that hit Catherine at this time, replacing them with a pink mindset unique to his patient. Golf undoubtedly played a central part in her rehabilitation, while Catherine says Professor Gilbert helped her rediscover the life force within her.
Family and friends didn't realize really what happened because they saw at the first time the fractures, but not the consequences of this. My surgeon saw them very well, and he was able to imagine how I could adapt. And he told me that I could make as I did when I was very young, but I didn't remember that. And he told me with a lot of humor, you just have to make as you feel, and your brain will remember, and your brain will tell you how to do. And I adapted nearly without any conscious of that. And he told me, you just have to see life in pink and everything will go. So I began to buy pink clothes and pink balls and so on. And really, he gave me the key to let my brain do what it had to do. Be positive. And I think that it meant that there was the force inside me. The solutions were inside me. I think that it's what he meant. Firstly, I thought that it was less dangerous than other sports I had already practiced. And secondly, I live in a region where is a lot of golf courses. Naturally, I tried it. I just went to try. And people around me were very doubtful because they thought that I couldn't play golf with one arm only. But I had played tennis and I thought that it would be possible. I don't know why. I had the chance to meet an excellent teacher in Lancieux, near Dinard in Côte d'Armor. He didn't have taught anybody like me, but he had met a friend who was playing with one arm. So he had probably have a look to his golf play. We both agreed to take time to decide if I would play forehand or backhand. It was the very, very big issue because it would be possible to play with the left hand forehand with left-handed clubs or to play backhand with right-handed clubs.
Catherine's professional golf coach, Manu Carlier, would try her with different clubs, and in the end, they decided that a backhand swing was the way forward. Catherine writes, "I'm delighted with this choice. I have been playing golf for 10 years now. My current golf handicap is 25. Even with one arm, I can hit a long ball as a woman player and I can win my matches." Catherine tells us, "Golf takes up such a large part of my life. I can't imagine not being able to play anymore, and that's why my physiotherapist, Alison, is very important for me. She helps me to preserve my left shoulder, which has been overused since my birth and which is no longer in very good condition.
Yes, yes. You make good friends, and also you discover nice courses. I play often outside my golf club. I play all around the north coast of Brittany, since Brest to Erquy and Dinard and so on. And you discover each time new people and new courses, and that's a real pleasure.
Making friends and feeling well have been the key drivers over the last decade, as well as challenging herself to improve. Catherine enjoys the competitive side too, and her husband Thierry, who took up golf himself in 2015, inspired by Catherine, travels with her to some of the Golf for the Disabled tournaments, mainly in France. A string of good performances moved her up the world ranking for golfers with a disability. For her to qualify to play in the Stableford category of the 2024 RSM European Playoffs held at North Hants Golf Club in England. In a series of emails with this writer, Catherine responded with lots of humour, writing in her signature pink text no less. In the cooler and damper September weather of England, the navy blue rainwear would hide some of the blushes and accents of pink in her golf clothing, but the British rain could not dilute her enthusiasm. Once you meet Catherine, say hello and compliment her on the pink clothing, it is suddenly easier to smile whatever the weather is doing. Catherine was paired in the RSM Charity Golf Day competition with near-scratch golfer Gordon McClay from East Lothian in Scotland. Gordon, a retired scaffolder who could no doubt bend metal pipes with his bare hands if he wanted to, might not be an immediate candidate for wearing pink. However, both reveal themselves to be creative folk in their different ways and hit it off tremendously on the course, their score winning the Greensomes Championship on the day.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I met a very great player near from zero, Gordon McClay, which was the caddy of Roger Chapman. He had an eye, a wonderful eye to see the ball near the hole and to see the way you have to kick it and to putt it. He learned me a lot of things, and we won this competition in double in Greensome, so it was a great pleasure. I played three or four competitions in the year, disabled ones. And I rather played well in Baden and in Caen, so it raised me in the world ranking, so I was qualified. I was, like the song, so excited, and I didn't could hide it and so on. And it was really a good pleasure, a great pleasure to be in London and to play in such a wonderful club as North Hants. Tony and his wife were so nice. And they welcomed me and the other players warmly. I had two wonderful caddies. So Carol, which the captain of the ladies there. And it was very a great, great, great week.
Today, Catherine speaks so well, including talking to this writer in her second language about why being in the golf community means so much to her, playing with other golfers with a disability in an atmosphere of trust and respect.
First of all, you spend time outside. This sport is totally addictive. It's a real place to meet people, enjoy a common passion. And because it's a huge source of resilience, to look my friends playing with one leg, one arm or a wheelchair and everybody able and disabled together. And it's really a great, great source of resilience, because when you come back home with just one arm missing, you compare to people with no legs or just one leg and playing golf. So I usually say that 2 or 3 days playing golf in a disabled competition gave me 2 or 3 months of resilience.
Catherine knows how vulnerable we all can be. Her attachment to golf over the last decade has helped her use what her surgeon called her life force in such a positive way, including forming friendships with people from many different countries, friendships she was denied as a youngster. Catherine has brought all the positivity forward from the surgeon's office, the pink thinking, to be able to share her life with new friends through the game of golf. In fact, to be excited so you just can't hide it, and you lose control a little, and you find you like it. So think pink. And when you're next on the golf course, think of Catherine, her golf, and you'll smile.
So how does it go?
Sorry?
How does the song go again?
Oh, you don't remember? I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. You remember this song?
I do. I was just getting you to sing it, Catherine, actually.
This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.